I'd like now to welcome back to the show Eric Ray Buckley. He's a doctor of oriental medicine. He is the president of the New Mexico Society of Acupuncture and Asian Medicine. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Nice to be here with you today.
So we just had you on a couple of weeks ago, but we wanted to have you back for just a little quick talk about what the Society of Acupuncture and Asian Medicine is doing. You're having a fundraiser this weekend, which we'll talk about in a moment. What are you up to this legislative session?
Well, we are treating at the legislature. Actually, I just got back from there.
You're treating patients?
We're treating legislators and their staff.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they that stressed already?
They are, and I heard that it gets worse as time goes on.
Oh, yeah. Day 57.
Yeah.
You got to get a whole team of people out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there every Tuesday morning, and then there's... I'm going to be somebody there every Tuesday and Thursday. We're having a rotating schedule of people. So
very interesting.
But now, I will be a solid presence every Tuesday.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And that way you'll also demonstrate the efficacy of oriental medicine.
That's right.
Do you have any legislative initiatives?
We don't have any initiatives this year. We are new as far as state associations go. And so we are trying to build momentum this year. That is our job. And that has been my primary focus, while also keeping an eye on things as they develop at the legislature so that we don't have anything come up that it would be in our least interest,
right,
you know, as opposed to our best interest. Once we get momentum, we're going to be able to hopefully hire a lobbyist and take our profession in the direction that we need to go. We're very fortunate here in New Mexico. We have the best scope of practice probably in the United States. We're able to get blood work. We're able to send people for MRIs or X-rays. There's many acupuncturists in the United States who are very jealous of what we can do.
That's interesting. So as an acupuncturist, as a doctor of oriental medicine, you can look at a patient and say, you need to have your levels tested for cholesterol or for this or that and order that.
That's right.
Very interesting.
That's right. And so we get to really look at a patient in a holistic fashion. Not only do we have our training that specializes in Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, acupuncture, and homeostatic balance of a patient, but then we can also take the Western values of an MRI or complete blood count and figure out what might be going on with them in a chemistry way, too.
Now, you're having a fundraiser at Corazon here in Santa Fe this coming Saturday night. What's going on?
So this Saturday, as you said, we are going to have two bands and food and drink. And also we are having a raffle and a silent auction. And that's going to be at Corazon from 5 to 9. And it is for our membership and also for the general population. And we're hoping to, with the funds that we raise, we're hoping to work towards getting our lobbyist and also work towards our different efforts that we have going around within the country. Because there's a big push right now to try to get doctors of oriental medicine, or acupuncturists, as we're called in other states, to work in a more collaborative fashion. So that we can help to promote the agenda of acupuncture and help to get in more ingrained into the medical system so that we're not thought of as last, but maybe as first. Quite often we have patients that have gone everywhere else and they find no relief, and then they finally end up on our doorstep to find relief. We could save people a lot of time and a lot of money and the system a lot of time and money.
And save the system a lot of money,
right,
yeah.
If we were more thought of as a first-line treatment. So that's what our agenda is, and we are going to do our best to promote that.
Eric Ray Buckley is the president of the New Mexico Society of Acupuncture and Asian Medicine. Do you have any information if people want to contact you?
Yes, we do have a website. And to get to our website, we recommend that you go to Google and type in our acronym, which is N as in Nancy, M as in Mexico.
New Mexico, yes.
New Mexico, Society for Acupuncture and Asian Medicine. So it's SAAM. So NMSAAM. And we are the first option that comes up on Google, and that takes you into our website.
And if that's too confusing, go to SantaFeRadioCafe.org, and I'll link it.
Awesome. Thank you.
By the way, what are the bands that are playing at the benefit?
We're having two bands, and it is the Karmikazes and also the Cheeky Scones.
There we have it. And their website is CorazonSantaFe.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.